The ancient Arch of Triumph in Palmyra, Syria, was destroyed by ISIS last year. At the time, the UN called it a crime against civilization. Today, in London, Mayor Boris Johnson unveiled a replica of the arch in Trafalgar Square.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Triumphal Arch of Palmyra. 3, 2, 1.
The replica of the arch stands 20 feet tall. That's about two-thirds the size of the original, and it's made of Egyptian marble.
Oxford's Institute for Digital Archaeology led the project. Roger Michael is the Institute's executive director. And earlier this month, he told NPR that the structure unveiled today was based on digital blueprints of ancient sites.
We have been collecting over the last 2 years a vast digital archive of both 3D and 2D images of sites throughout the Middle East and conflict zones, sites that we had identified as being at risk.
Michael's team used a digital scan of the 1,800-year-old arch to guide the cutting with 3D technology. He says they want to use technology to disempower ISIS and show that restoration of the ancient site is possible.
A crowd of locals and tourists in London came out to see the replica today in Trafalgar Square.
Slightly smaller than I thought it was going to be.
Well, they've obviously done it very realistically, all the weathering as well.
The detail is amazing. It looks quite delicate.
Well, I'm never going to go to Syria, so this is like a part of Syria in London.
Well, I think it's great that now we have the possibility to build back what has been destroyed.
That was Christina Chirina, and before that, Darren Patel, Pauline Perry, Sarah Day, and Tom Cronin.
The replica will stay in London through Thursday before traveling to Dubai and New York. The Syrian government took back control of Palmyra last March. Authorities there say they plan to restore the arch in the city where it once stood.